It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street studio, another beautiful day here in the Cedar Valley. Hopefully you're able to enjoy it. You should probably do that now because another hot date with the recliner or the couch tonight as it's night number two of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, and you will hear it right here on The Fan. Details in just a moment. As a result of that, it is another Hustle Up edition of the show today. However you are tuned in, whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so much for being here. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. Follow me on Twitter at RealColeBear. And like the Facebook page. Type in 1650 102.3 The Fan. And you'll find us. Just hammer that like button. Check out the all-new website, 1650thefan.com. That's where you get the podcast of this show. It's where you get your Waterloo Blackhawks Minute on demand. It's where you get all sorts of local and statewide sports content. Bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself, a daily stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. Number to dial if you want to join in today with any questions or comments to add to the show, 319-277-1918 or 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Email address is cole@1650thefan.com. Well, I don't really have anything too incredibly holstered today for the monologue other than I got to say, I'm coming around here with baseball. It's going to be here before we know it. Technically, it'll be 3 weeks from tomorrow will be opening day, and you will hear Chicago Cubs baseball once again here on The Fan, and of course, you will hear the Cubs on opening day. I had the incredible privilege yesterday of placing all 162 Cubs games on our broadcast calendar. That's the place to go when it comes to knowing what games we're going to be airing. And I talk about it from time to time, and it's kind of our Bible, if you will, of what's going to be over the air. So got all 162 Cubs games on the broadcast calendar at 1650thefan.com, so you can check that out. We're also going to be airing a pair of spring training games, and those will come up on April 3rd. That's a Sunday night, the Cubs taking on the Cleveland Guardians. That felt as weird to type as it continues to be to say, but 7:55 start time for that one coming up on Sunday, April 3rd. Then on Monday, April 4th, that's the night of the NCAA Tournament National Championship. And then the following night on Tuesday, it'd be the Cubs spring training finale, and that's going to be a day game on Tuesday, the 5th, the Cubs at the Rangers down in Arizona, and then fly up to Chicago and host the Brewers for a 12:45 pregame, 1:21st pitch on Thursday, April 7th. And really, the reason why I'm tapping into the baseball here at the start of the show is the Cubs landed the big name out of Japan today. Seiya, I'm not sure on the pronunciation, but it's S-E-I-Y-A, Seiya Suzuki is the young guy's name, 27 years old, and has posted a, as you might imagine, you know, since he's coming over to the States to play in Major League Baseball, put up some pretty gaudy numbers as an outfielder over in the MVP. So, you know, I got the fire burning a little brighter. Let's just put it that way. Still skeptical about some other new moves, I should say, that I feel like the Cubs need to be making here, especially when you consider the fact that it's no secret that Cubs ownership, the Ricketts family, are one of the most serious bidders on the Chelsea Football Club, and that bidding could go up to $3 billion, and the Cubs sit, I think, like close to $90 million under the luxury tax threshold right now. So the continued, mercurial relationship between Tom Ricketts, notably the chairman, and Cubs fans since, you know, the honeymoon wore off of the 2016 World Series, it continues. But I am getting pumped up for baseball. Obviously, in the meantime, we've got the NCAA tournament to carry us to that point. And as I mentioned, once again tonight, we've got the second doubleheader for the first four games, and coverage will begin at 5:30. All right, coming up on the show today, just two segments, area sports news and scores to get to here in just a short moment. After we do that, we take the one and only timeout, get you a CBS Sports Flash VSiN Action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday. We come back from that break, and the UNI men's basketball team, they open first-round play in the NIT tonight down in St. Louis. So we'll get you set for that one with audio from head coach Ben Jacobson, Panthers Billikens tonight at Chaffetz Arena. More details in just a moment on that one, and then audio from Ben Jacobson to preview that in our second of just two segments today. And then after we're done hearing from Coach Jake, we'll break away for NCAA men's basketball tournament coverage, but not before we get you some Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim. All right, that's the plan. So let's just dive right in here. The girls' Mississippi Valley Conference indoor track and field meet was held yesterday at the Unidome. Iowa City Liberty came away with the win. Dubuque Hempstead, runners-up. Cedar Falls finished fourth. The Tigers grabbed a first-place finish in the shuttle hurdle relay. Waterloo East competed yesterday, finished 11th. West did not participate. Speaking of Waterloo West, Steve Farrell, head wrestling coach, has resigned. Farrell had been the head coach for the Wahawks the last 4 years and led West to its first winning season in right about a decade in the 2020-21 season when the Wahawks went 14-10. He tendered his resignation March 1st and is awaiting approval from the school board. As I was just talking about, the UNI men's basketball team takes on the University of St. Louis tonight, first-round play of the NIT. The Panthers are competing in the NIT for just the second time in school history. First time was 2012, where they won a pair of games before falling in the quarterfinals. This will be the sixth all-time meeting between the two schools and the first since 1992. UNI enters tonight's game with a 19-11 record. St. Louis, meanwhile, 23-11. Tip-off is at 7. That game on ESPN+. The UNI women's basketball team is preparing for its WNIT opening round game tomorrow night. The Panthers will begin their postseason hosting Kansas City at McLeod Center. It will be the second time that UNI has hosted an opening round WNIT tournament game, the first since 2018 when they fell to Missouri. Tip-off tomorrow night is at 6. Iowa State women's basketball standout Ashley Jones has been named an Associated Press second-team All-American. The senior led Iowa State, averaging 20 points and 9.5 rebounds per game. Jones was named a unanimous All-Big 12 first-team selection for the third consecutive year. Jones had earned AP All-America honorable mention honors the past two seasons. The Iowa City native has helped lead Iowa State to a 26-6 overall record this season. Two members of the Iowa women's basketball team have received All-American honors from the AP. Sophomore Caitlin Clark was named a first-team All-American, while senior Monica Sinano was named an honorable mention. Clark leads the nation in assists per game, total assists, points per game, total points, free throws made, triple-doubles, and 30-point games. Sinano averaged 21.6 rebounds and led the country, shooting 67% from the field. The Iowa State men's basketball team will make its 21st NCAA tournament appearance when it faces LSU in the Midwest region Friday night in Milwaukee. The Cyclones are the 11 seed, while the Tigers are the 6 seed. You can hear all the coverage of the Iowa State game Friday night right here on the Fan. Pregame show at 5:15, opening tip-off at 6:20. And the Iowa men's basketball team will square off against Richmond tomorrow afternoon in the NCAA tournament's first round. The 5th-seeded Hawkeyes take on the 12th-seeded Spiders, also in the Midwest region, in Buffalo, New York. Iowa, which won the Big Ten tournament last weekend, has won 12 of its last 14 games. Tip-off tomorrow afternoon is at 2:10. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast. All coming your way. On the other side, we get you set for UNI St. Louis NIT action. We hear from Panthers head coach Ben Jacobson. That's next on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
Well, the Raiders are reconfiguring their defensive line, signing Chandler Jones to a 3-year deal. They're releasing Carl Nassib and have also sent Yannick Ngakoue to the Colts for corner Rock Ya-Sin. Za'Darius Smith, released by the Packers on Monday, has a new home, coming to terms with the Ravens on a 4-year deal. The final two games of the first four take place tonight in Dayton. Wright State, practically playing a home game, will meet Bryant, which is making its first ever tournament appearance. Rutgers takes on Notre Dame in the second part of the doubleheader. The Blue Jays are going all in after adding Kevin Gausman and Yusei Kikuchi. They have now dealt four. Third baseman Matt Chapman from the A's, sending four prospects to Oakland for the 3-time Gold Glove winner. The Red Sox will start the season with some adversity, with ace Chris Sale out with a stress fracture of his ribcage, while Kyle Schwarber leaves Boston for a 4-year deal with the Phillies. Eddie Rosario returns the Braves on a 2-year deal worth $18 million. And Zach Greinke going back to where it all started, signing a 1-year deal with the Royals worth $13 million. I'm Rich Ackerman.
CBS Sports Radio. From the Blue Bloods to the Cinderellas, listen to all the madness of March right here on The Fan.
Cedar Falls Schools reminds you that registration for the 2022-23 preschool program is now open. Simply go to cfschools.org, click on the Parents tab, and select preschool. The Cedar Falls Schools preschool program runs from 8:45 a.m. to 1:50 p.m. every school day, and is funded by the statewide voluntary preschool grant and Head Start. Children who will be age 4 by September 15th and live within the district boundaries are eligible to participate in the program. Tuition is free, space is limited, and the district follows a first-come, first-served policy. Contact the administration office with questions at 553-2422.
At Cedar Falls Schools, we strive to provide our students with the highest quality education. We embrace change as it represents the world our students enter as they continue along life's journey. We should all be incredibly proud of our students and staff. Thanks to all of our parents, for without your continued support, we could never accomplish our goals as a district.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
This is Dr. Stevenson at All Smiles Family Dentistry in Cedar Falls. I love treating your entire family with their general dentistry needs. I've noticed many of our patients have anxiety around their dentist appointments, and because of that, I now offer in-office sedation for their procedures. This can help them feel more relaxed. To find out more information, call our office to schedule a complimentary consultation. I can't wait to help you feel comfortable at All Smiles Family Dentistry.
It's time for Unfolding Futures. Here's Akwienji.
The temps might be cold, but at Waterloo Schools, our student-athletes are turning up the heat and celebrating some major accomplishments. We'd like to give a special shout-out to Waterloo East wrestler Eli Salas, who placed 8th at state And congratulations to the other Waterloo School state qualifying wrestlers and cheerleaders, Damaris Henderson, Lawrence Taylor, Topanga Bogardis, Jada Bork, Jessica Hemingway, and Cooper Paxton. We'd also like to congratulate Waterloo West's Sydney Wilson, who took first place in the state bowling tournament. Also, kudos to teammate Ainsley McConaughey, who took second place. Last but certainly not least, Jackson Hopus, all-conference football player from Waterloo West High School, recently signed his letter of intent to become a part of the Wartburg football team. Our Waterloo School students are award-winning athletes, thespians, musicians, and more. And they truly take advantage of the many extracurriculars we offer. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
NBA tonight, the Chicago Bulls will be in Utah to take on the Jazz. Bulls, a 6-point underdog on the road, plus 205 on the money line, Jazz minus 250. NCAA tournament, Iowa State taking on LSU Friday in the opening round. Cyclones, a 4.5-point underdog, over under 126.5. Iowa taking on Richmond on Thursday. The Hawkeyes favored by 8.5 points, over under at 150.5 on the money line. Iowa minus 610, Spiders are plus 440. And in the NIT tonight, Northern Iowa, a 4-point underdog on the road when they face St. Louis. With your VSiN Action Update, I'm Tony Dazzuri, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 41. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 52. Cloudy skies. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows dip down to about 34. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Friday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 69.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hustle Up edition of the show continues as we're set to make way at the bottom of the hour for the second doubleheader of the first four of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. And we'll get it going at 5:30 with Bryant taking on Wright State. And then it'll be followed by Notre Dame against Rutgers. So keep it locked right here on The Fan. We've got all your NCAA tournament coverage right here. And speaking of postseason basketball, the UNI men's basketball team came up short of making the NCAA tournament, falling in the semifinals of the Missouri Valley Conference tournament a couple weekends ago to a Loyola Chicago team that I think will make some noise here in March Madness. But the Panthers, they get the consolation prize of playing in the NIT. As I told you in the previous segment, just the second time the Panthers have been in the NIT, the first time in 2012. And you and I, Coach Ben Jacobson, met the media on Monday, and one of the first questions he was asked was, you know, what's the psyche of your team like right now, having to come off of such an emotional conference tournament and then turn around and get prepared for this NIT?
Yeah, really good. It took, you know, as you might expect, it took a couple of days to get past the semifinal game. You know, as I've talked about, this, you know, it's a great opportunity. You know, anytime I love practicing after the Valley Tournament, right? Because that means you still got something going, and that's pretty special, you know. When the NCAA tournament gets taken off the table, it takes a couple of days to, especially when the way we played in January and February, and we've got a really good team, and when you're playing that good, and you know you have a good team. Not only was it a goal back in September, you know, October, when you talk about that a little bit more, like, it's real. Like, we're good enough to beat Loyola. We were good enough to win on Sunday. Like, it's, you know, so it takes a couple of days to get past that. And what I've really liked with our guys is you know, after, and we didn't practice the Monday, right? We traveled back Sunday. We didn't practice on that Monday. But we were pretty good on Tuesday and better. And since, you know, since Wednesday, guys have been great. And that's, I think that's something to really be, at least for me and for our staff, something to be proud of, that our guys worked through it and now understand that, hey, we're still practicing right now. We're still playing for something that's important, you know, an opportunity to go to New York City and play for an NIT championship. That's a big deal. And our guys have been great the last 4 or 5 days.
Here's Ben Jacobson talking about the first-round NIT matchup against the St. Louis Billikens.
Matchup with St. Louis, just taking a look at a couple of their games after we found out last night. And they playing in the Atlantic 10, they one of the games I watched was against Richmond, you know, common opponent, somebody we've played against. They got knocked out of their tournament by Davidson, who got in that large bid in the NCAA tournament. The way it worked out in their schedule, they had back-to-back games with St. Bonaventure, who – again, a common opponent that we played back in December, and they've had a terrific year. They've been in the top, you know, that top group of 4 or 5 teams in the Atlantic 10 all year. Really good games with the teams that I mentioned, and again, Davidson in the NCAA tournament, Richmond winning their conference tournament to get the automatic, St. Bonaventure in the NIT, and St. Louis was right in that mix, you know, all year with those teams. So. Really good basketball team, good at both ends. Their numbers are good, both ends of the floor. Their personnel is good. They're very well coached. I've known Coach Ford for a long time and one of their assistant coaches going way back. So very, very well coached and really good roster, really good personnel. So looking forward to a fun game on Wednesday.
When you look at those numbers that the Panthers and Billikens have put up this season, they look like similar styled teams. Ben Jacobson agrees.
Yeah, there's probably more similarities than differences. Having a chance now to watch them. When I watched during the year, I had a chance to watch some of the two St. Bonaventure games live, but I was watching just to watch. And now, again, last night and some more this morning, watching from a scouting standpoint, yeah, probably more similarities than differences. Offensively, they run some flow, which is our base offense, as you guys know. Some of the off-ball stuff that they run is, you know, staggers or some different things for their score, you know, are some things that we would run a little bit. They do a lot in the middle third with the ball screen. Their point guard, he's getting just above 8 assists a game, which I think is leading the country. Just a really, really good feel for using that ball screen and getting downhill and putting you in really tough spots. And so things that, again, that we would do or that we have played against. So, yeah, like I said, just more similarities than differences when I watched our team play.
And that point guard that Coach Jacobson mentions is an absolute maestro, Yuri Collins. He leads the country in total assists, and the guy that's in second place is like 36 assists behind him. So when he says that he's capable of getting in the ball screen and making things tough, he's quite possibly, it would seem, the best in the country at doing just that when you look at the assist rate there, leading all of Division I. Another great player on this St. Louis team is a rangy, tall wing in Gibson Jimerson. He's a talented redshirt freshman that has made 82 threes this year. That's just one less than A.J. Green has made this year.
Yeah, really good player. Yeah, you know, he's made, I think, 83 threes on the year. So, one of the leading guys in the country in terms of made threes. But he's got enough size, and you alluded to it, Cole. Like he does other things. You know, and anytime you've got a guy that has made that many threes and is somebody that you have to get to, that has the size and the ability to do some other things, you know, like he does. And they'll run him off some. They'll do some things off the ball. You know, some staggers, just some different ways to get him freed up. And they won't do all of it for three-point shots. They'll do some things where they're going to curl him in there and try to get him some stuff, you know, into the middle of the lane.
Given the short amount of time that you and I had to prepare for its opponent, you know, just a few days of prep, knowing who you're going to play, you asked Ben Jacobson, okay, so more of your practice time was spent working on yourself. What's that been like, especially considering everybody's probably still a little bummed out about missing the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, we've spent quite a bit of time going up and down in shorter spurts, right? So we're not, you know, we didn't have an extended, you know, 10, 12, 15 minute scrimmage, but we did some shorter kind of 2.5 to 3.5 minute where we didn't stop the action much to be able to get up and down and work on our pace. As we, you know, as we talked a lot about during the year, you know, we've gotten really good when we have played, you know, higher possession or with a lot of pace. That's been good to this team. So we spent considerable amount of time doing that, playing 5-on-5. And then defensively, you know, didn't really add anything or change anything, you know, so working our stuff defensively. What I liked this past, you know, kind of 4 or 5 days, our communication's been really good defensively. We spent kind of the middle of it, the kind of 2 days in the middle with competitive, keeping score. If you get beat, then you've got to run. The winning team got out. And so we did some of that in the middle to make sure we're working just a little bit of conditioning, but more important, the competitive part of it. And we really liked what we saw, again, from a communication standpoint and a competitive standpoint. We had good workouts. You know, obviously with the opportunity we've got coming up Wednesday, you know, and what it means if you play well and in advance, you know, to get to the next one. And then you hope to get down one more and get to New York City. Like, it's just I really like what we've seen from our guys this week.
And finally, as Ben Jacobson just mentioned there, you win 3 games, you get to New York City, you get to play at the mecca of basketball, Madison Square Garden. I asked, have you and the guys talked about that opportunity?
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot. Yeah, we have. We've talked about just the history, the things that have, you know, the events that have taken place in the Garden. Yeah, we've talked about it a lot the last 4 days, probably, Cole. Yeah, we've talked about some of the bigger moments, and yeah, we've talked about it a lot.
I think it'd be really cool. Obviously, you want to be in the big dance, but an opportunity to play at Madison Square Garden, be able to watch the Panthers in there, that'd be really cool. All right, that's a wrap. Doubleheader of the first four. Part two coming up now. Bryant, Wright State will get it going, followed by Notre Dame and Rutgers before we hand the baton to our great partners at Westwood One Sports. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up. And then enjoy wall-to-wall basketball tomorrow and Friday.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.